Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info-Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. If you're angry and want the tooth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shot. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am not part of any fucking 9/11 truth group. Well, I do help promote We Are Changing New Jersey on occasion, but I'm officially not a part of any group. I do expose bullshit on both sides. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself, because people that censor themselves or hold their tongue because I want to sound like someone else or like this are the most full of shit fucking people on the planet. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt and full of shit. Usually full of shit and being corrupt are the same thing, so I'm probably being redundant with that. So no matter what side they are on, I will attack you if you are fucking corrupt. Let's say you're a 9/11 truther and you're a member of the Freemasons. Conflict of interest much? Yes. Oh well. And you know what? You will get exposed. If you are using a 9/11 truth group to make money, to make yourself famous, to get yourself a job on a popular alternative news company, you will be exposed. If you're Al Gore and you're lying about the global warming, you will be exposed. If you are any shady politician who is doing crap, stealing money, trying to advance the New World Order, you will be exposed. I am not controlled by anyone. I will attack the issues and take them down with the anger and rage that I have for them and the disdain I have for them. So if you think I'm not real, fuck yourself. Anyways, before we get started, like we do every time, we have the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. Amen. If you can't accept that, shut your goddamn ass up. Anyway, let's get started. We got some interesting stories going on crotchshotradio.com that we're following, that we posted there. We got some interesting stuff. First of all, I would like to also promote an event that's happening Saturday, January 9th at 2010 from 1 to 4:30 p.m. in Jersey City, New Jersey, USA. If you know anyone in Jersey, in New Jersey or Jersey City or in New York City, call them, let them know. We got Daniel Sunjata, a Tony Award nominee, FX star of Rescue Me, doing an appearance because he narrated the new movie Loose Change 9/11 and American Coup. So it's going to be free and open to everyone, and light refreshments will be served. So definitely show up, have fun, tell your friends, tell your family, show up. If you can't make it, it's free and open to the public. Just check it out. It's Jersey City. Just go to check out, follow them on Twitter, JCFPL_NJ, film screen, a Loose Change 9/11, and personal appearance by narrator star of Rescue Me, Daniel Sunjata. They got the... You could click the PDF. You get there for anything there. So there you go. Anyway, moving on. Just had to do that to promote that little bit. It's free. They don't charge like certain fucking truth groups that I know in New York. Anyways, Russia Today reports that the traditional mainstream media is dying. That's no shit. That's no shit report right there. It's in a video here we got posted. Apparently, since people are getting their news and entertainment from the internet, a lot of the networks are dying. As I also read a story on Monday on how all the major networks are demanding more money from cable subscribers. And pretty soon, free over-the-air broadcasting will be dead, because they will not be able to afford it, because advertisers and people and you and me are moving to the internet, to the new medium. Newspapers are dying because, frankly, most newspapers are terrible. They suck. All they're about is which star is getting blown by who. In fact, a main line of a newspaper in the newspaper yesterday is that Warren Beatty they calculated that Warren Beatty, the actor, slept with 1,200 women. Oh, that's news. Oh yeah. Or get your Tiger Woods mistress calendar. Woo wee, yeah. Yeah, that's news. Cable prices are going to be going up, and advertisers, since they want to continue making money and they want to get customers, they're following the people to the internet and advertising there. In most cases, most blogs, including this one, including crotchshotradio.com, has more circulation than a newspaper. Gets more hits, gets more views than a newspaper. And all we do is search through the mainstream media and pluck the juiciest and the most important issue, and we put it there. We don't put anything about anything trivial on there. It's silly. Of course they're dying. Of course the mainstream media is dying. Of course they're losing money. Because you know what? We're starting to see through their bullshit. Oh yeah, all right, Keith Olbermann, full of crap. Glenn Beck, full of crap. All these people are full of crap. And you know what they do? They drum up all the good personalities that do report on the news. Yeah. Yeah, Obama. Yeah, fuck. Yep, that's exactly it. We got V up in the chat room. Obama said the newspapers needed bailing out to help against alternative news. That is, yeah. Really? And really, you know, guess what? Hey, how's about you people just subscribe to Crotchot Radio through our RSS feeds and all that? My God, Obama's a crackhead. He really is. Well, former crackhead. He used to smoke crack. So I think he's still dealing with some of that shit up in his head. There you go. So anyways, what we got going on here? We got... yes, we also posted something. I know this is probably going to piss off the ladies. But this is some clips from a radio show that I like to listen to before it was canceled because of the economy. This is clips from the Tom Likas show, and he's talking about women who lie to get pregnant. It's pretty much a form of fraud. Have you ever had a woman tell you, well, I can't get pregnant, or I'm on the pill, or anything like that? That is a form of fraud, gentlemen. And I've seen it happen. In fact, we actually had a case on Monday. Oh, hold on. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, hold on. I think he's trying to call in. I think my co-host is trying to call in, but of course, since TalkShoe, I have to, like, freaking restart everything in order to see who's in the chat room. I have to, like, close it out. Ah, here it is. We got Glenn Z up in the chat room. He is founder of We Are Change New Jersey, and he's also hosting the event on Saturday. On Saturday, January 9th, with Daniel Sanjata, who's the narrator of 9/11, Loose Change 9/11, an American coup. Again, I'm also promoting this top of the hour. I promoted it. Definitely tell your friends and family. Glenn Z, take it away, my friend.
Hey, Louie, we got an on-site report right here. Mm-hmm. I'm calling from work at A&P Plaza in Jersey City. And yes, Danny Sanjata, the event is still going on. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now in the Jersey Journal on page 17. They had to put it all the way in the back of the newspaper, a tiny little 2x2 inch little square, so nobody can find it. But yes, the event is still going on,
and
it's been receiving a lot of attention, actually. And for all you debunkers out there, please, I invite you to come. I invite you to challenge us on the facts. We will have William Rodriguez there. He just RSVP'd on Facebook. We will have Daniel Sanjata himself personally appearing, and a host of other special guests. So please come on down. And I just want to leave you with this because I'm on a break right now. I got to hurry back. I just looked at the Jersey Journal. They had a political cartoon in there, Louie. And it was about the body scanner situation. And you know what? You want to know what it says?
Wow.
It said, in a time where body scanners cause outrage that they might be too revealing. And it shows Obama walking through the airport body scanner. And on the screen, you know what it shows? It shows a picture of George Bush naked.
Ah. Actually, so, yeah, we're actually going to be getting into the body scanners because, funny thing, either you and I forgot who posted this. Michael Chertoff is making money off of those full body scanners. More later.
Boston Globe reported on it. Absolutely.
More later.
Listen, I got to let you go, but the point is, people are really starting to wake up to the whole president, aka puppet of Wall Street. So
also known as Nigga Charlie on the show.
All right, so maybe I'll call in a little bit later with another update. This is Enemy Combatant signing off for now.
All righty, thank you, my friend. Yep, like he said, hey. Firehawk, just come back to New Jersey then. Just come back. Got Firehawk, I was just in Jersey a week ago. Hey, you could come back then. You know, that's why they make cars, planes, automobiles. And I just said cars and automobiles. Fucking redundant ass douche I am. Anyways, back to this. Well, videos about how women like to take advantage. Like, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, you know, women try to, you know, they do that trick. to get someone, get, you know, they do that trick to either push a guy to ask her to marry her or try to get the guy to commit to something. You know, so they'll set up a fraud. And unfortunately, that type of fraud is legal. That's North Carolina. Yeah, there you go. And that type of fraud is legal. We've actually did a show on paternity fraud, on how women are able to put names of any man, no matter whether they fathered that child or not, and to make that man financially liable for, well, obligated to pay child support, even if it's proven that that child is not his. We actually also read a news story on how a guy was finally released from prison because he was wrongly, you know, he was put in jail because he wasn't paid child support. Well, he was trying to pay child support, but he ended up destitute and on the street, and since he couldn't pay it, they locked him up. And it turned out that the kid wasn't his, yet the mother was still collecting child support. She knew that it was not his father. So if you get a chance, check that out in the archives section about paternity fraud. And that is the legal form of fraud and basically legal form of slavery and thus unconstitutional. So anyway, moving on. Wow, don't tell me we're fucking shit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to do some more show prep. So anyways, we got a video from Christo Garcia from We Are Change Los Angeles. He made a Mac and PC style PSA about the paradigms crumbling. He has on the in the video, there's a young lady there saying that she is a Republicrat. Because she, when Bush was fucking up things in the U.S., she became a Democrat. And now that Obama's fucking up the country, she might change back to Republican. Thus, being stuck in the false left-right paradigm that no matter what party a candidate is in, there's still corruption on both sides, and they're still going to fuck up the country, and they're still pushing for the same agenda, even though they are in two different parties. Obama is a puppet of the bankers, just like Bush was. They were owned by the same people. So we don't really vote for who we want. If nobody went to the polls, Obama would have. Obama probably would have won. Still won. Yeah, we got. Yeah, I guess 13th Amendment. I really got to look that up. Myself, I really gotta take Michael Bagnarik's freaking constitutional class, so that way I can fucking drum this shit in my head. So, we got that going on. Also, so yeah, the left-right paradigm is shifting. Well, not shifting. It's crumbling. It's being exposed for the fraud that it is, and it's being, you know, and pretty soon we will know who their masters are, and we will destroy them. Anyways, California lawyer fights Bank of America. Ben Pavone told Bank of America in a letter last week that he refuses to pay off his credit card debt until the bank lowers his interest rate, and he added, if they try to ruin his credit, he will sue them. They got into some kind of obligation to not totally extort the public, said Pavone. The San Diego, California attorney is angry about two things. His interest rate has gone up to 27.99%, which we actually reported on that the credit card companies were going to do, since the president said, you guys need to get rid of fees, they decided to make it up in interest rates, raising interest rates. And his credit limit, which has gone down to just above his balance. I'm sure I'm going to be hit with penalties, he said. Pavone said he got squeezed for cash and asked Bank of America to raise his credit limit in October. The bank responded with a two-page letter. That first page declined the request, and the second told him his limit will be reduced from $32,100 to $30,400. Bank of America cited economic trends in both decisions. I consider your action an anticipatory repudiation of the contract, and I am treating you as in breach, he wrote in a December 31st letter to the bank. I am therefore not paying the money that is currently due on January 3rd, 2010, out of protest. Pavone said that he got a protest idea from Ann Minch, at the Red Bluff, California woman, who launched a debtors' revolt via YouTube in September. Mitch won imitators and also a reduced interest rate on her own card. Pavone, Mitch et al. Are all asking the same question. Why is it fair for bailed out banks to reward themselves with bonuses and at the same time soak taxpayers who have done nothing wrong? I hope this guy fucking wins. I really do. Fuck them. They really... Anyways. For the record, I have a perfect payment history, and I have nearly perfect payment record on my credit. Pavone's letter continued, I have no doubt that you will mark my credit in light of this default, but if you do, I will sue you. I am eager to argue to a court that your interest rates are unfair within the meaning of various state and federal statutes, and anxious to point out that you had to cut my credit limit from $32,000 down to $30,000. At the same time, you were borrowing billions from the federal government and paid your executive bonuses in full. The letter concludes by asking the bank to reduce his rate to 10.99% after noting that it would probably cost less to reduce the rate than to have to fight the suit. Bank of America does not comment about individual customers regarding credit limits, a spokeswoman wrote. In general, we monitor accounts for risk and may adjust customers' lines up or down as appropriate based on the risk profile and performance with us. Ed Merzwinski, Program Director of Consumer Advocacy Group, U.S. Public Interest Research Group, told HuffPost that Pavone's got the right idea. It would be easier for the bank to cut deal with Pavone than to deal with him in court, which is a distinct possibility since the bank abandoned mandatory arbitration in the fall. The banks respond to the squeaky wheel, wrote Mizwinski in an email. Any consumer who complains has better chance than those who do not. As a legal theory of Pavone's possible lawsuit, consumer law experts say he might have a case. Pavone said a possible suit would allege unconscionability when jacking up interest rates. Credit card lenders provide notice and opportunity for cardholders to refuse the higher rate and settle their accounts at the current rate. I don't understand all this bullshit, but definitely just call your credit card company and start busting their balls. This guy apparently has the right idea, according to what this article says. Yeah, just start calling your bank and start saying, hey, let's make a deal. I'm not making a lot of money. I want to pay off my bill. Hold on, let me call. Yeah, let me call Benny Carnero. This is probably right up his alley, right here. Yeah, let me see. He's actually negotiated with his credit cards to help out. So let me call him, get him on here. Yeah, so yeah, he negotiated with his credit card company and stuff to help pay no interest and shit like that. Yeah. Michael, man.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, you're on the show right now.
I gotta step out, bro.
Yeah, no, no. But real quick, why don't you just tell people how you dealt with your credit cards?
How I dealt with them? You guys just call them and bullshit that you lost your job and that you're in a financial situation and they'll work with you. So I had to suspend your account from spending, but they'll give you lower interest rates of 0% or lower your monthly payments or whatever the case is.
Yeah, no, because I read a story about a California lawyer that he threatened to sue Bank of America if they try to fuck up his credit, because he's saying, yo, you guys had all this money to pay your executives bonuses and shit, but you can't help us out. They raised his
minimums,
his interest rate to 27.99%.
Yeah, it's either, there's not much you can really do. You got to either lie to them or close the account. So, but, I mean, I could talk about this later. In fact, if you remind me, I'll write a whole thing about it, but I really have to step out. I got a job interview.
Right now you got a job interview?
No, I got to be somewhere at 7 o'clock, and I got to step out now.
All right, then.
So.
All right, later.
All right, well.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the Brooklyn way. Well, that's the Bronx way of doing shit. It's like you gotta call them and just, you know, you gotta really, if they're gonna be acting like criminals, you might as well just lie to them and try to get yourself a lower rate. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try to fuck with them. I'm trying to get my shit lowered. Fuck it. Anyways, we got more news coming on. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Kicking the issues. Oops. It is, yeah, kicking the issues in the balls.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Having to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combat, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. For an additional 2,000 bonus points, only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's going to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes,
he
can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
And none of me would know.
Alrighty. Whew. Yes, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls, and apparently I blow my throat out. Yeah, if you guys want to help, we don't ask for donations, but we do have a store. Please hit us up, hit up our store, see if you like something. We're gonna have some t-shirts up there soon. I should have put up the damn fucking widget there. But yeah, we got some stuff going, we got some stuff selling. Tell your friends, tell your family, they're low price, they're nice. They're good quality, so, yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna play a prank, because Vortex wanted, Vortex kind of mentioned this, so this is the African prank. So.
Africa?
Yes, hi, is this the Nigerian restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, by any chance, I'm looking for a special dish. Do you have underwear bomber stew?
No.
No, do you have a Christmas kaboom?
No, you don't have that. They're African food. Senegalese food.
Do you have Nigerian terrorist marmalade?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, none
of
that?
You don't have that one.
No. No? Damn. How's about computer fraud teriyaki?
Computer what?
Computer fraud teriyaki.
No. This is African restaurant. We don't know about it.
Yeah, but you Nigerian, right?
No, you're not Nigerian. You are Senegalese.
You say you have Nigerian food.
No, I say we don't have Nigerian food.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh. Okay. Do you have government Kool-Aid?
Hold on a second. Let me explain to you. You have Senegalese food like jollof rice with fish, okra sauce, something like that. But all you say, you don't have that.
Okay, how many times has your restaurant been taken over?
Like many years.
Many years? Oh, okay. So how many times has there been a new leader of your restaurant?
How many times?
Yeah.
I don't hear you.
How many times has your restaurant have a new leader? A change of leader?
No, it doesn't change. It's the same leader.
It's the same leader?
Yeah.
Wow, that's rare.
Okay, I have somebody else on the line.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, I need to make an order for pickup.
What do you want?
Na-na-na-na-na-na! Ba-da-da-da! Na-na-na! With rice. Fucking bitch.
Anyways, Ned, we're going back to the article. Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, yeah, I do play Disturbed on the show. Well, like the bumper music as bumper music. And yes, Disturbed are a bunch of free fucking Freemasons. Especially when you really look at some of their shit. Some of their... Like, I was, like, you know, I was going into, Busta Rihanna's balls over her music. Then I'm listening to Disturbed, and I'm like, I'm seeing all this shit. I'm like, ah, no. You're just another lost soul about to be mine again. What? Like, I hate when my eyes get opened, and then I see something that I like, and then realize, oh, shit, it's full of evil, and I have to really stop listening to it. And it's hard to, because, you know, you really like it. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is, yeah, you know, probably because somebody could take this and bust my balls with it. But look, I'm just being real. I gotta be real. I like Disturbed. Yes, I know they're satanic and shit, and I really gotta stop listening to them. But hey, it's hard. I'm human. You know, when you like something, it's hard to stop it, even when you realize it's bad for you. But soon I will cut Disturbed from my life forever. Even though it does get me in the mood to get me energized to want to destroy get me through writing articles or writing shit, researching. You know, really when you're listening to Disturbed, it's like that it's that the heavy bass, it's the aggressiveness is what helps, you know, I'm saying it helps guys do shit. You know, we got Vortex, he's like, agreed, I sort of like the sharpness of Masonic shit. Maybe I'm programmed that way. No, really, it really is, the music does affect you. And it's the beat. It is the beat that controls you. It's the melody that controls you. It's like, you know, hold on, let me play the clip. To prove my point here. And yes, I'm exposing myself right now, see? You see, I don't take bullshit, not even from myself. But here. You know, really, this gets me going. It energizes me to, you know, it gets me through doing my own research. It gets me through a workout. It gets me through, walking into the city. It gets me through walking into, like, a dangerous neighborhood. You know, you start, indestructible determination that is it. You know, people leave you the fuck alone when you're, like, walking through the street, like, about to, like, tear someone's head off. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, and then when you really look at the words, Firehawk, you know, it's, got Firehawk in the chat room. When you really, like, look into the words there,
You know, you notice that it's all full of shit. You all, like, you really see it. Again, but you know what? It's hard. It's really hard because, you know, I love Disturbed. David Draymond, Jew boy, with a voice of Satan. You know, his voice with the heavy beats gets me going, gets me through the day. And it really, yeah, so I bust my own balls, long story short. So, anyways, yeah, the internet is fucked up right now, I guess. I gotta get a new fucking headset. My shit sounds fucking sucky. Anyway, this just in, thanks to Friarhawk. Explosive at California airport found to be honey. Authorities shut down a California airport on Tuesday after a suspicious amber liquid in a passenger's bag tested positive for explosives, only to ultimately determine that the substance was honey. Yeah, now Al-Qaeda's like, oh, we could use honey to blow shit up? Watch. Watch. They're going to be pasting shit on themselves and just lighting them on fire. Yeah. This means the price of honey is going to go up because all these motherfuckers are going to be using it to blow shit up. Thank you. Francisco Ramirez, a 31-year-old gardener who had been visiting family in the central California city of Bakersfield, was allowed to return home to Milwaukee. The substance in the bottles did turn out to be honey. They tested negative for all explosives and narcotics. It's nothing but honey, FBI spokesman Steve Dupree told Reuters. The security scare came as jitters gripped the U.S. travel industry in the aftermath of the unsuccessful Christmas Day attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound commercial flight from Amsterdam using explosives smuggled on board. Meadows Field Airport in Bakersfield, about 100 miles north of Los Angeles, was shut down and evacuated for hours, and the flight diverted after the incident, which began when Ramirez's bag set off an alarm in the luggage screening machine. I wonder, did he get to keep his... Hopefully they let him keep his honey, because honey is delicious. Delicious. Especially the queen shit. Yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. Damn. Oh, man, sorry, dude. Meadowsfield Airport in Bakersfield, about 100 miles north of Los Angeles, was shut down and evacuated for hours, and flights diverted after the incident, which began when Ramirez's bag set off an alarm in the luggage screening machine. U.S. Transportation and Security Administration, the TSA... The retards, oh, how I hate the TSA, they're a bunch of fucking retards. The only qualification you need to be a TSA agent is a pulse. You don't even have to be a fucking, you could be fucking quirky from Life Goes On or a fucking retard with an extra 10 chromosomes and you could be a TSA agent. Anyways, Transportation and Security Administration screeners turned up 5 Gatorade bottles full of what they called a suspicious-looking liquid. Swabs off the bag and bottles tested positives for explosives TNT and TATP. When the bottles were opened, 2 of the screeners smelled the strong chemical odor, complained of nausea, and were rushed to a local hospital. Really? Really? When the bottles were opened that were full of honey, 2 of the screeners smelled the strong odor of honey and complained of nausea and were rushed to a local hospital where they were treated and released. For honey! Fucking retarded TSA motherfucking cocksuckers. Retards. Fucking TSA agents are...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nothing but fucking retards. Really? Fryhawk. That's all anyone can say anymore. Really? Really, sheeple? Really? My God. Keene County Sheriff deputies, fire crews, FBI agents, and members of a joint terrorism task force and the Girl Scouts responded to the scene and spent the day questioning Ramirez before further tests showed that the liquid was honey. And yes, I was joking about the Girl Scouts. They might as well have called in the Girl Scouts. At this point. Oh, man. After the all clear was given, officials said they were trying to determine why the honey tested positive for explosives and made the screener so ill, and that they needed medical attention. Really? Oh, fire those pussies. Fire them all. Waste this poor dude's time. He's probably shitting himself. He's like, oh, fuck. I'm going to Guantanamo over honey. This dude is never going to eat honey ever again. He's never going to take honey with him ever again. You basically fucked this guy's life up. You're never going to do anything. Holy crap. Fryhawk, thank you for this article. He found it. This just in. Really? Really, pussies? My God. I think there are some questions I think are going to have to be followed up on, Dupree said. He said that Ramirez was free to go and would likely be home in Milwaukee by Wednesday. Ramirez, whose Horf described as very cooperative, had originally been booked on a flight from Bakersfield to Milwaukee with a connection through San Francisco. In an unrelated incident, halfway across the country, Tuesday, a bomb-sniffing dog detected that what was thought to be explosives in a piece of luggage at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport, prompting an evacuation and delayed the flights there. No explosives were found in the goddamn bag. Oh my goodness, train the fucking dogs. And fire the TSA agents. Oh, man. Bullshit. Bullet shit, huh? Yeah. Damn it. Vortex can't hear the show. Damn. Shit. Hold on. Do you have... So anyways, back at the ranch, nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows. Skype is free. Yeah, Firehawk's sister likes me. So big shout out to Firehawk's sister. Yay. Alrighty. Ex-Homeland Security Michael Chertoff is abusing public trust and to make money from full body scanners. Believe it or not. This is from the Washington Post. Let me see what people are saying. I don't just like being on camera, being recorded and shit, and put in a database. I taped over my camera. Oh, alright. Alright. Vivi is being freaking paranoid. Alright. Since the attempted bombing of a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day, former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, also known as Son of the Devil, has given dozens of media interviews touting the need for the federal government to buy more full-body scanners for the airports. What he has made little mention of is the fact that the Chertoff Group, his security consulting agency, includes a client that manufactures the machines. The relationship drew attention after Chertoff disclosed it on a CNN program Wednesday, in response to a question. An airport passenger rights group on Thursday criticized Chertoff, who left office less than a year ago, for using his former government credentials to advocate for a product that benefits his clients. Mr. Chertoff should not be allowed to abuse the trust of the public as placed in him as former public servant to profit gain from the sale of full-body scanners, under the pretense that the scanners would have detected this particular type of explosive, said Kate Haney. I don't know why I used that as a use a southern accent, but fuck it. Founder of FlyersRights.org, which opposes the use of the scanners. Of course. Because today, 40 body scanners are in use at 19 U.S. airports. The number is expected to skyrocket at least part because of the Christmas Day incident. The Transportation Security Administration, I hate the TSA! Bunch of freaking god, you know, stupid ass. This week said it will order 300 more machines. And of course, check this out. New scanners break child porn laws. Oh, man. The rapid introduction of full-body scanners at British airports threatens to breach child protection laws. Yeah, no shit. Which banned the creation of indecent images of children, The Guardian has learned. Privacy campaigners claim images created by machines are so graphic they amount to a virtual strip search and have called for safeguards to protect the privacy of passengers involved. excuse me. Ministers now face having to exempt under 18s from the scans or face the delays of introducing new legislation to ensure airport security staff do not commit offenses under child pornography laws. They also face demands from civil liberties groups for safeguards to ensure that the images from the 80,000 pound or $160,000 scans, including those of celebrities, do not end up on the internet. The Department for... Oh, you're gonna scan celebrities? I mean, I know, you know, celebrities are real people, but fuck, do you really think... You know, these motherfuckers don't use common sense. These faggoty fucking motherfucking cocksuckers don't really, and people are just gonna be okay with this. I'm not fucking flying. Fuck it. TSA my ass. The Department of Transport confirmed that the child porn problem was among the legal and operational issues now under this discussion in Whitehall after Gordon Brown's announcement on Sunday that he wanted to see their gradual introduction at British airports. Fuck Gordon Brown. Fuck Gordon Brown. Gordon Brown is a fucking faggot. He's a fucking pussed out little bitch. Can I get a hell yeah from the UK's UK listeners? Let's get a hell yeah. Gordon Brown is a bitch. At least let me get a fuck Gordon Brown in the chat room. Ugh. Hate that fucking shit. Alrighty. There we go. A 12-month trial at Manchester Airport of scandals, which revealed naked images of passengers, including their genitalia and breast enlargements. Oh, only when the head last month, after eight under-18s were exempted. The decision followed a warning from Terry Doherty of Actions for Rights of Children that the scanners could breach the Protection of Children Act 1978, under which it is illegal to create an indecent image or a pseudo-image of a child. This show could last forever like that. That weird silence, that weird infinite silence with bees flying through the body scanners and confusing them. Yes. Oh, here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus Christ, bastards. Anyways, appeals court ruling limits Guantanamo detainees' rights gives president wide detention power. A federal appeals court ruling Tuesday could make it harder for Guantanamo detainees to challenge their confinement and endorsed the government's broad power to hold people seized in the fighting against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit upheld the continued detention of a former cook for Taliban forces who said he never fired a shot in the battle. Ghalib Nazar al-Benhani, a citizen of Yemen, who was they're focusing on Yemen, huh? A citizen of Yemen who was captured in Afghanistan has been held at a U.S. naval base in Cuba since 2002. Damn. The court was unanimous in rejecting al-Benhani's appeal, but two judges appointed by President George W. Bush took broader view of the detention power than the Obama administration had argued for in the case. The two judges, Janice Rogers Brown and Brett Kavanaugh, also said the detainees are not entitled to the same rights given criminal defendants who challenge their convictions. The third judge, Reagan appointee Stephen Williams, said his colleagues did not go as far as they did in ruling against al-Benhani. Williams said it was enough that al-Benhani conceded he helped prepare meals for foreign fighters allied with the Taliban against the Afghan Northern Alliance in 2001. The unit retreated with other Taliban forces after the U.S. began its bombing campaign in October 2001 and eventually surrendered. Al-Benhani was moved to Guantanamo the following year. In 2008, the Supreme Court said that the Guantanamo detainees have constitutional right to go into federal court to challenge their imprisonment, but the court did not spell out the extent of that right. Of course, because we want to keep them locked up forever. Unless they totally fucked it up, but then people do something else or break their paradigm, then you need imagination, like I'm doing with this show. What? Ah. Who the fuck is... Yeah, Zoomfish. Zoomfish left? Alrighty. Instead, in the series of cases, the U.S. District... Yeah, you know, fuck it. They just want to keep people locked up forever. That's all they're doing. So... Anyways, we're gonna take another quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. There we go.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizen's Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama. He's out to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Oh, fuck, I need to...
This is war!
Hey, welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Ugh. Well, we got something going on in the chat room. You know, apparently there are mooses in Yemen. There are mooses in Yemen, and the CIA is behind them. Actually, no, the mooses are behind the CIA. So, give back my moose. Damn mooses. Damn Yemenese mooses controlling the CIA, starting shit. The CIA is run by a bunch of mooses. Yemenese mooses. It's solar-powered Yemenese mooses. Oh, man. The shit that they talk about in my chat room. Oh my god. Alrighty. Oh. Okay, how? I don't know how the mooses run the CIA. You're the one talking about nooses. Fucking mooses. So anyways, we got people in the chat room and on Crotch Shot Radio chat room talking about fucking mooses. Yemenese mooses. If there are any moose eye or moosin, I don't know how you say it. Anyways, reported by the Associated Press, Salvation Army left short of cash by fake South Carolina check. The Salvation Army thought it had received a grand gift ahead of Christmas, a $25,000 check, but the donation turned out to be an expensive hoax that may force the charity to cut back on winter assistance for the needy. Investigators said Wednesday that more than a dozen Charleston area charities received fake checks before Christmas purporting to be gifts from a genuine local company. None of the other charities cashed theirs, but the Salvation Army deposited its check. It went ahead and spent some of the money on food and toys for about 100 families, counting on the check to be clear. The bank called 2 days before Christmas to say the check had bounced and the agency was left with less money than planned to help the needy this cold January. It's a matter of counting on that so we would have a cushion, said Kiki Cooper, the director of development for the local chapter. She said the single check represented about 10% of what the Salvation Army typically raises during the holiday season. The check was accompanying letter appeared to come from Force Protection Incorporated, an army vehicle manufacturer in Ladson. The letter said the company had enjoyed success and wanted to share with the local charities. Other charities called the company about the unsolicited donations, and Force Protection sent out a memo the 7/17, the same day the Salvation Army deposited their check, saying that it had been the victim of a holiday scam. Other charities called the company about the unsolicited officers were investigating, but had been no arrest in the case as of Wednesday, said Major John Clark of the Charleston County Sheriff's Department. Tommy Pruitt, a spokesman for Forest Protection, said the checks were written on a company bank account that had been closed months ago. He said he did not want to speculate on who might be responsible. Cooper said the check arrived at the busiest time of the year for the charity. People say, why don't you check every check? Ha ha ha. Why don't you check every check? We have old ladies who send us a dollar, and we're talking at the time of a year where we have anywhere from 500 to 1,000 checks coming in a week, she said. Cooper said people were already offering to help offset the loss. We've actually had a couple of people who are willing to in dropping off $20. We have that at Christmas, never in January, she said. Nationally, the Salvation Army raises about $500 million each holiday season, about 40% of its yearly donations. Gift checks sometimes bounce or credit card charges get rejected, said Jennifer Bird, a spokeswoman for the national organization, but it is so inconsequential in the overall giving we receive. So, yeah. Oh, I was talking to Moose Zoomgish, Zoomfish. Fuck, I think I might know what the problem is. My hub was whacked out, so I've gone to another network. Oh, okay, good. Good, we got V up in the chat room now. Finally! Listening to the show. My God, oh man, fucking people screwing me. See, this is what this society has come to. Screwing people out of everything. Just screw, you know. So anyways, oh man. So anyways, let me play some more of the pranks here while I get myself a little some more articles here. I really gotta either stop reading so fucking fast or really just get some new shit going. So here, this is this is Dr. Dave Klein's prank. And two other. Yeah, so enjoy.
Hello, this is Dave Klein.
Hi, Dave, look, I got a bone to pick with you. My wife was just there. Well, was there last week. And I don't know what you did to her, but now she's growing hair on her chest.
Who is this, and what are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? No, you don't need to know who this is, but you treated my wife.
I don't treat anybody.
She...
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen
you don't know
anybody.
What I'm about? Look, you call yourself a doctor? Come on. Don't be bullshitting me. Yo, you're going to get arrested.
You're calling the wrong number. I didn't see your wife. I don't know what
okay,
you're
don't
talking
be a...
about.
What the fuck is your problem? Don't be getting loud with me. I'll go over there where you're at and slap the shit out of you.
You're calling the wrong person. I didn't see
your wife.
Who's
I will
wife?
Drop... I will fucking Mr. Miyagi my foot up in your ass. Don't come at me like that.
Who is
watch
your wife?
Your tone.
Who is
watch
your wife?
Your fucking tone.
I didn't see anybody last week.
You don't see anybody. You say you don't treat nobody yet. You want to know who my wife is? What the fuck are you trying to do? I ain't stupid.
Happy holidays. Thank you for calling Buck Pussy's house.
Yeah, I got a fucking bone to pick with one of you guys.
A what?
I got a bone to pick with one of you guys.
Okay.
Alright, look, I was just there. I rented Curious Case for Benjamin Button, right?
Okay.
Yeah. When I fucking opened the box, it was a gay fucking porno disc.
Alright, you're just wasting my freaking time now, man.
Look, don't be a fucking... Oh, really? Okay. Game on.
Holidays, this is Melody at Blockbuster. Can I help you?
Yeah, who is the dude that just hung up the phone?
I'm not sure. What can I help you with, though?
Okay, look, I ordered... I'm very upset right now. I was just there. I rented Curious Case for Benjamin Button.
Okay.
I opened it. It's a fucking porno disc.
Oh, my. Okay, well, you can absolutely bring that back, and we'd be more than happy to refund that to you.
Refund it? I'm about to take this shit to my lawyer. Because, nah, this is some bullshit. I'm trying to have a nice family night, and it's fucking Dale the Bone some shit.
Okay, there's
thing.
No need to curse at me because
what
I
mean
didn't
do no
it.
Need to, what do you mean there's no need to curse? I mean, look, how would
I
you feel?
I didn't physically put that inside the case, sir, but
I would hope not. I would hope not.
It.
I would hope not because you sound like a nice lady, but, you know, I'm thinking there's some racist shit going on here.
Some what?
I think there's some racist shit going on over here.
Over where? At the store?
Yes, because I'm black, and then you freaking put a porno disc while I'm trying to rent some, Bacurious Case for Benjamin
Button.
That's absolutely
absurd. There's absolutely absurd. Nothing to do
okay,
with
well
that.
Okay, well then you're going to have to discuss it with Al Sharpton, okay?
Sir, if you could just listen to me for a second.
Okay, I'm listening.
If
you know, Obama's president. We don't have to put up with this shit no more.
I know. I voted for him, sir.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, now you put porno disc in black man's
movie
rentals.
No, I did not do that, and I apologize. Again, this is very unlikely that this happens to more than one person, but
yeah,
I would be more than happy to refund you.
All right, well, you really got to talk to the other guy because I try to freaking pull up my concerns like, oh, this is bullshit, and then he hangs up on me like I'm some nigga on the block. I won't put up with this shit.
Absolutely, I apologize for that, and I would be more than happy to refund that. And again,
you need to fire that guy because, this is some racist shit.
I will handle the situation, but as far as the movie, you would need to bring it back, and we would be more than happy to give you several free rentals for the inconvenience, okay?
All right, I'm on my way, and if that guy's there, we're throwing down. I'm coming with all my peeps.
There's no threats that need to happen, sir.
I'm not threatening. No, it's not a threat. It's not a threat.
I will take care of you.
A threat is if you don't do something, then I'll do something. No, I'm just saying I'm coming 30 deep.
Okay, well, I can't have that, and I need to know that you're going to remain calm if you come into the store.
We'll be calm until I see that motherfucker that hung up on me.
I think it was a little bit of a miscommunication, sir. We apologize, but we would be more than happy to refund you.
Look, my uncle was one of the Black Panthers. We don't deal with this shit.
There is nothing racist going on here, sir.
Why? Because you guys are by New York University. You guys are all hoity-toity, think you got it like that? Why? Because I can't paint on a fucking canvas? You got to put porno in a fucking black man's movie? Come on.
We're a family store, sir. We don't even carry that in the store.
Well, then someone brought it from home and thought it was funny to hide it in Curious Case for Benjamin Button.
It could have been overlooked. Like I said, come into the store and we'll take care of you, okay?
Okay, well, I'm on my way.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Tom. Can you help, please?
Goodness, I have a complaint. Motherfucker.
Start earning reward points toward free pizza when you order online at
papa.com.
And you'll
Papa
receive
Papa points shits.
For every online or mobile
really
web order you place.
I'm so sorry about that. How can I help you?
Jesus Christ. Look, I just got my pizza ordered. Look, who's the kid that you got, delivering the pizzas today? Okay, because I got a complaint on him, because I ordered the pizza, and, the guy, I gave him a $2 tip, which I thought it was fair. It was, like, more than, like, 15% from the thing, and motherfucker just throws it back in my face. He's like, here, you might need it more, and he spit in my pizza.
He spit in your pizza?
He spit in my pizza.
Okay, do you remember what he looked like?
Shit, fuck, no, it was kind of dark right now. That's why I'm trying to find out who you got, doing that. I gotta freaking look at the picture, see.
Where do you live?
I live here in New Mexico.
What's your address?
What's my address? Why do you need to know my address? Don't you have it down on the computer?
That's what I'm going to look up so I can look who delivered it to you.
All right. It's 1463.
Okay. Was it today or yesterday?
Today.
Today?
I wouldn't be calling now. I don't care if you fire him or not. I just want to find out who he is so we can kick his ass. Because that's just, you don't fuck with a man's pizza, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm from Brooklyn. We don't deal with this shit.
And your address is on Rio Rancho?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like I have any deliveries that went out there.
Okay, this is how we're going to settle this. I'm going to come with all my my cousins and my uncles and, my brothers, and we're going to deal with this, okay?
Okay, but...
Okay.
Call the cops.
Thanks for warning me ahead of time so that way we keep you away from the phone.
Okay.
Duh. Alright?
Alright.
What's your name?
My name is Jordan.
Jordan, you sound like you got a fucking attitude on you. You know, somebody... How would you feel if somebody spit in your fucking pizza?
I don't have an attitude,
You sound like you got an attitude and you're not answering my question. What kind of customer service is this?
Well... You're saying that we had a delivery over there today, and we don't. It's not in our system.
Okay, well, it says Papa John's line. Maybe that guy hacked your system and deleted it so that way he wouldn't get in trouble.
That can't happen. You can't delete orders from our system.
How you figure? Maybe what if he's pretty good with computers? I don't know. Hey, shit, I can't explain what's wrong with your computers. Maybe you got a virus up in there. All I know is I got a pizza here with spit in it and a crumble up $2 that were thrown up in my face, and he knew he was about to get his ass kicked, and he jumped in his car and he drove the fuck off. So, we're either one of two things gonna happen. Either you bring out that son of a bitch and we deal with him our way, or that whole store is closed forever.
Would you like to talk to our GM?
What does General Motors have to do with anything?
I'm talking about our general manager, the man who runs the store.
Okay, what about the lieutenant manager? What about the private manager? I mean, I don't give a fuck about titles here. All I care about is what you guys gonna do about this? Because this is some silly shit going on here. I got a feeling this is some racist shit.
Okay, would you like to talk to him? He'll be able to deal with your problem the best.
All right, let's put that some bitch on.
Sure, I'll get him on right now.
You can't be fucking with Puerto Ricans like this.
Order online.
Thanks for holding. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Are you the Brigadier General of the store?
I'm sorry?
Are you the Brigadier General of the store?
I'm the General Manager, yes, sir.
Oh, General Manager, whatever. I don't know. Yo, first of all, that Jordan kid you got that just did that, rude as hell. Rude as hell. Apparently you guys don't want no more business.
What can I do for you, sir?
Okay, look, I got a freaking order today. I gave the guy a tip. You know, I paid my bill in cash, gave him a tip. Freaking throws it back in my face saying, oh, here, you might need it a little bit more than I do. Fucking, you know, he wanted a $5 tip. And I did the math. It was like 15% is $2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, technically like 187, but we bumped it up to the nearest dollar, you know?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is George.
And what?
George Martinez.
And when did we deliver there?
Today.
What's your phone number or address?
505-7285. And the guy checked it. He says it's not in the system, but I got a pizza here with spit in it. We just really... You don't even have to give us free pizza. We just want to know who the fuck that kid is.
Well, sir,
That's straight disrespect right there.
I know that kid, and he would never do it. Secondly, I don't show that we made a delivery there. And thirdly, you don't need to talk that way to me.
Oh, well, you know, who am I supposed to talk to like that? And I don't care if you know that kid from Adam or anything, but he freaking was all disrespectful. You can't be doing this to no Puerto Ricans. We're Puerto Ricans from Brooklyn. We don't put up with this nonsense. One of two things is going to happen. Either you produce the kid, or something's going to happen. You know, we're having the same deal that George Bush did with Afghanistan. Either get Osama bin Laden out of your country, or we're coming there 30 deep. One of them two.
Well, I think the best thing I can do is give you my boss's phone number, and you can chat with him, okay?
Jesus Christ. So what? You're not your own man? You can't make decisions?
I don't even show that we made a delivery to you. I'm not going to have you threaten me.
Okay, well, all right, fine. Well, no, this ain't a threat because, you know.
You just threatened me, and I'm telling you that I'm not going to. Hold on, and I'll get you his number, okay?
What's your name? Wait, what's your name?
Sign up to papa.com, and you'll automatically.
Okay, his number is 453.
I don't give a fuck about the number. We're coming there now, all right? Bye-bye.
Well,
we're coming now.
There you go. Anyways, we're going to be doing some relationship advice if you guys got any questions about love and shit. So, just trying something different. Anyway, harassed war reporter must stand up to TSA thugs. No country has ever treated me so badly, not China, not Vietnam, not Afghanistan. A war reporter who was detained, interrogated, and handcuffed at Seattle Airport for refusing to answer personal questions about his income has warned that Americans need to start standing up to TSA thugs. You know what? I think I was pretty vocal about how much I hate the Transportation Security Administration. I hate them. Because entering the country is now a more stifling experience than some of the worst police states on the planet. No country has ever treated me badly, Michael Yan wrote in a Facebook message. Not China, not Vietnam, not Afghanistan, definitely not Singapore or India or Nepal or Germany, nor Brunei, nor not Indonesia or Malaysia or Kuwait or Qatar or United Arab Emirates. No country has treated me with the disrespect that can be expected from our border bullies. God bless the USA. You know what? I'm gonna take the positive. You know what? Those other countries, pussies. Our country, we kick ass. We don't let no one live. We don't let no one breathe. We let no one relax. We keep niggas on their toes. And if you fuck up, we yoke you up. That's it. Boom. Jan was taken aside by the TSA and asked a series of questions, many of which seemed to have no bearing on national security. Finally, when asked what his personal income was, he refused to answer because he felt it was none of their business. At this point, they handcuffed and detailed him until he was eventually released by Port Authority police because the TSA had no legitimate grounds to hold him, reports blog critics. Jans had said that his experience was par for the course when entering America and not a manifestation of the Christmas Day attack. He told BarrettBart.tv about a similar experience he endured by his friend who was forced to give TSA agents her email password, who then proceeded to read her emails while she was in security. Jan said he decided to stand up for his rights and stared down the TSA thugs. I was like, let's go to jail. I'm ready because I'm not going to answer these questions. No one's getting my passwords, he said, adding that he hoped an adult would enter the room so that he could be released. Jan said it was nonsense that Americans were putting up with this kind of harassment. We only have to deal with this because we put up with it. It's incredible with what we allow our government to put us through, he said, adding that harassment at American airports was even worse than that he had encountered in Israel. If we don't stand up to them, they will continue to infringe on our rights, Jan warned. Jan's experience was similar to that endured by Steve Berfelt, a Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty treasurer, who was hounded and harassed by TSA agents and for a crime of carrying cash and Ron Paul campaign material. Berfelt was interrogated for over half an hour about his personal life and political viewpoints after he passed a metal box containing cash through a security checkpoint x-ray. I do not believe I should give up my constitutional rights each time I choose to travel by plane. I was doing nothing illegal or suspicious, yet I was treated like a potential criminal and harassed for no reason, said Befelt. The ACLU fired a lawsuit on behalf of Befelt, arguing that the Transportation Security Administration, also known as Retarded United, I'm going to make a little UK joke, Retarded United, they play football. They play football, they kick the ball around, bunch of fucking retards don't know how to do their fucking jobs. I don't know where the fucking moose is. Zoomfish, he's asking where the fuck the moose. I don't know where the fucking moose is. Fuck the moose. That fucking CIA moose. Those moosin' will fuck your shit up. Incidents of TSA agents behaving like political police and embarked on petty power trips to harass innocent people have exploded way out of control, and it has to stop now. Even overlooking the primary issues of gross violations of the rights and privacy, the fact is that a large number of people have simply refused to travel to America anymore because entering the country is like trying to get into old East Germany. This is killing tourism industry, costing hundreds of millions of dollars each year because TSA agents are the faggots. God, I hate the TSA. In fact, you know what? Hold on. That's it. TSA. Oh no, it's a .gov. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Either they go crazy with this shit, or they don't want to do their jobs. Look, these are the mental morons we're dealing with the Transportation Security Administration. Sunday's massive security breach of subsequent 7-hour travel headache at Newark Liberty International Airport was caused by a single Transportation Security Administration guard who left his post for less than 2 minutes, allowing a man to enter the terminal sterile area without clearing security, according to a source familiar with the tape. Oh, so this guy goes to take a pee, and this allows this guy to get through. You know what? No, now they're trying to do little shit to push their agenda. Oh, well, we need more powers, because what if one of the guards steps out off his post? Next, we're going to have to be dealing with the fucking robot units from fucking RoboCop.
Present your pass.
Here it is. Present your pass. Oh, you're dead. Because you're carrying fucking honey around. And your honey is so fucking potent, it makes fucking those pussy-ass TSA agents get sick. And now you're a fucking terrorist. Fucking assholes. Assholes! Seriously, fuck the TSA. Hold on, we got a caller from New Jersey. New Jersey, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Louie, it's me again.
Hey, what's up?
So, here you're ranting angrily. What's the big news story now?
Oh, the TSA. The TSA, they're a bunch of fucking faggots. Stupid faggots.
I was just talking about that with my coworker, actually, about the body scanners.
Oh, no, it's not just about the body scanners. It's just the actual freaking TSA agents. They're fucking dumb pieces of shit. They're fucking, it doesn't take much to become a TSA security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are a bunch of ghetto fucking messes, ghetto fabulous dumb bitches and assholes fucking becoming TSA agents, and they act like they're fucking Mulder and Scully, and they act like they have all the fucking power in the world.
I read somewhere the other day that the intelligence quotient has been lowered either by the UN or some other global organization, so that basically in a few years, if you're a child and you can tie your shoes, you're considered a genius.
Oy.
So yeah, we are definitely headed on that track to idiocracy.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I've done security. In fact, when I was with We Are Change New York, I did access control, proper access control, I kept Chip Fu from beating up the Freemason of We Are Change. You know.
They claim it's incompetence, but yet they get all these ramped up security measures every time one of these incidents happens. So
exactly, that's what I was just commenting on in this story.
Yeah, their agenda, as you were saying.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, this guy stepped up for 2 minutes, and it caused 7 hours of delays for people. Seven hours for two minutes?
And the other point I was just making to my coworker is,
yeah,
they already had body scanners at the Amsterdam airport where he supposedly got on board.
Oh, they already had it?
Yeah, so bringing it here isn't going to help.
So if they weren't able to catch it there, and he was just allowed on with...
Like the same way that they admit that they have all these cameras, but they only catch 1 out of 10 times the criminals that they're supposedly justifying.
Yet these fucking scanners are going to cost us $160,000 each.
A lot more than that. It's going to cost us laws being rewritten so that they could get away with all the child porn and the rest of it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's in the London Guardian that they're breaking child porn laws. And see, the author of the New York Daily News article that I posted a week ago said, oh, there's no time in a time of war. There's no room for people to be complaining about their liberties being violated. Well, go ahead. Enjoy your nude images, then. Enjoy your cancer scanners. I mean, literally, it's a giant cooker, a pressure cooker. And the other point, if you look at the photo of all the people going through the body scanners, they have their hands up, not out to the side, not straight up in the air, but up in surrender, like as if they're being arrested or something.
Yeah, no, I actually read an article.
It's all the condition. You gotta submit. You gotta surrender. You gotta, you know, first it's take your shoes off, then it's stick something up your orifice. You know, what's next? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so
any other major issues you're covering? Cause I
oh,
can't
no,
longer.
Yeah, no, no, we basically we're, fuck, you just made me lose my thought. Shit, I just forgot. Oh, yeah, no, there was a war reporter coming in, he got detained by TSA, and they were asking him personal questions, and he's like, you know, why are we putting up with these assholes? And I'm telling you, these people are mental midgets, idiots. But like, what you doing? What's your password? How much you be making? And they act like they're federal agents, so they're asking you all these questions,
and
violating your rights.
They don't know what to do if you say no, if you refuse their tyranny.
Yeah. We got the G-Man, Truth Brigade, and the TalkShoe chat room. So what's up?
Well,
I
just wanted to highlight another
parallel. Yeah, go ahead.
As an example of all this incrementally being phased in, remember when CNN covered the guy, the libertarian, who raised all that?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah,
he exposed it all on his iPhone, so that shows the power of the people to take action. All you have to do is videotape it, get it on camera, expose the corruption, and they will stop, they will back off. Just like they're caught in Newark Airport stealing people's laptops, and it comes out in the newspaper how they were stealing passengers' stuff that they confiscated for themselves. So please just stop being in denial that we have a corrupt government. We have all these, like you said, mental midgets, the minions working for them. So we've all got to wake up from our conditioning, the people in the system especially.
TSA agents are semi-retarded monkeys. And I don't mean monkeys by the racial term, because if I meant monkeys by the racial term, I would just say
that. All I know, Louie, and I'll leave you with this thought, as disturbing as it is, all I know is that when I was in London Heathrow Airport, I was felt up by a chicken-neck, scrawny man who looked like he enjoyed what he was doing.
Well, you are kind of cute, so, you know, I don't blame you.
With that being said, enjoy your enslavement.
All righty.
Enemy combatant signing out.
For the second time. Alrighty. Do I have to take another break? I'll take a short break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. Final 30 minutes, well, final 20 minutes, for your calls. Well, you could have called any fucking time if you're waiting till now. Fuck. Alrighty.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com. Save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR 69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Oops, and...
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27. Hope you're all right.
What's up? This is Louis B. Crotch Shot Radio. Having some fun. Getting pissed off. Screaming. Cussing. Don't give a fuck. You got a problem with that? Fuck off. Yes, I'm a conservative. Yeah, a lot of shit offends me. But you know what? I'm a grown-ass man, and I can talk with adult language. And seriously, if you are of age and you have a problem with the way I talk, you can click that X. It's not everyone always like, oh, why do you call yourself Louis B? How come the show's named the Crotch Shot Radio Show? Oh, all you are is about porn. All you are, you. I'm not going to lie. I like watching porn, but that's not what this show is fucking about. Yes, I do like looking at naked women. Oh, well, does that make me wrong? No, but, you know, people are going to make something out of nothing. People are going to make make shit sound wrong. Make it like dumb shit's all wrong. So, anyway, fuck the followers, fuck the zombies. I'm Louis B. Kiss my ass. Fucking stressed out. Fucking just want to. Yeah, you know, it's gotten to the point where you know if people complaining to you, people talking shit. You know something's going wrong. You fight it. Even you just turn around and they just want to start talking shit. You just want to start tearing into motherfuckers. Yes, I'm bitching, Christy. Let me bitch. Oh, goodness. Anyway, if anybody wants to call in.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yeah, Christy. Christy's show is on in like, Yeah, wait, here's some meditations for you. Meditations with Dr. Chris. You know what I like to do to meditate? I like to knock someone on their ass. That's how I relax. That's how I release. That's how I get my peace, is by taking someone who's been fucking with me, taking someone who's a fucking zombie and just knocking them the fuck out. You know what? Street fighting has solved a lot of shit. Oh, yes, I know violence begets violence, but if my violence is bigger than their violence, I win. Sometimes you gotta fight fire with fire. No, it doesn't. Really? You've never been to New York City. Love does not beget love. It really doesn't. You say someone you love, you get, fuck you. Love begets hate sometimes. Oh, man. Love begets hate. Love begets rage sometimes. Like, let's say you love somebody. You love someone with all your heart. You do stuff for them. And then you find that person in bed with somebody else. Oh, yeah. Then what happens? Love creates hate sometimes. Stop dating whores. Well, no, it's not just whores. Sometimes it's normal women that like, oh, well, I need to get my groove back. I'm 40 years old. I need to get laid. Oh, you're married. It doesn't matter. But if the real love is one-sided, it begets hate. There you go. Masha Shalom. There you go. Anyways, I'm going to start giving... I want to give out some relationship advice. Like I'm like Dear Abby. So. Oh, man. Fucking hilarious. The shit I do. Oh, man. Alright, what's going on? We got shit here. You gotta be kidding me, Louis. Let's hear it. How can I get a date, Louis? What do I need to do? Alright, Christy, call in, and I will tell you. Because I'm not talking to you through the damn chat room on crotchshotradio.com/listen live. In fact, we're live now, in case you're in the chat room. It's Wednesday, January 6, 2010, and the time now is 6:40. Oh, add to conference. Alrighty. Hello, Krusty.
How you doing?
Hey, Krusty.
Wow, dating advice by Louis B. You know, definitely can't pass this one up. So
no, you can't.
Yeah, so tell me, what do I need to do to get a date?
What you need to do to get a date?
That's right.
Okay, it depends what kind of guy you're looking for.
Probably really one that doesn't go to you for advice. I guess we could start there.
Someone that doesn't. All right.
Respectful, honorable, kind, gentle, loving, sincere. Ooh, and definitely tough. Bigger than me, smarter than me, stronger than me. All of that good stuff. Knows how to fix things. Yes, all the things I break.
All right, this is what you need to do. You need to go to your local library and check out a book, because sister, you want a fucking fairy tale. So there you go. Be more realistic. That's step one.
Oh yay! So I should go read like Cinderella and meditate on that or something.
Meditation? What's meditation? It's just dreaming with your eyes open. Relax. Oh my god. No, none of this hippie bullcrap.
Okay, well, you're not solving my problem. I thought you're giving dating advice here.
I am giving dating advice, but I first have to break you down before I build you up.
Not if you're actually trying to get a point across. The rules are you build them up first. You know, you have to learn how to say fuck you with a smile. First you smile, you compliment, and then you throw in the, but, you know, things might work out better if you try this. That's how you do it, Lou.
And now I know why you called me on Skype instead of on TalkShoe, because now I can't mute you.
I didn't want to waste the time. That's funny. I didn't want to waste the time dialing.
Diabolical. All right. First of all, no. You have to be realistic, because I need to build you from the basement up.
You're gonna build me?
That's yes. Great. Yes, I can. Okay. Who's been on more dates, me or you?
Bring it on. Oh, honey, I had my heyday. It was just a couple years ago where I decided to hide in a cave. Okay? Been there, done that.
A heyday.
You don't want to hear Dr. Mommy.
And look what you did. You made two kids. Look at that. I don't call that a success. Anyways.
Okay, so what do you do if you know a nice guy and he's afraid to ask you out?
Then you go up to him and you say something. Don't be a puss.
But what if he still kind of is?
Well, then you tell him, hey, look, I like you. We got to do something. If you have the same feelings for me, look, it's no problem. Just say yes, or I'll chop your balls. Say yes.
Okay, so you're kind of more into the forceful method. Just walk up to that nice guy and say, "Do me now, goddammit."
There you go.
Oh.
And most guys respond to that.
Very good advice. And how does that work for lasting relationships?
Oh, you want a lasting relationship? I thought you just wanted a date.
A date or a what? I know how to get a roll in the hay. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for, Mr. Relationship Expert here.
Yes, I'm more of the short-term relationship expert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Louis, all you got to do is walk to your local corner or bar and buy someone some beer. That's pretty easy. I thought you were giving out real advice here.
First of all, that doesn't work. And second of all, you don't want none of them skanky bitches.
It works. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
I haven't been a virgin my whole life.
Yes, you have.
Oh, that's right.
It's immaculate conception, miss.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, we'll keep that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll keep that a secret. I am a virgin.
There you go. See? You don't know what it's like to have the smell of burnt beef.
Excuse me?
The smell of burnt beef when you're getting down and dirty with some skanky Met.
Burnt or raw?
Burnt. You know, flow. That's why that. See, this is why I use seasoning for sex, because you know you're gonna be cooking in that room.
Seasoning. Have you tried emu and essential oils?
Oh, I did. She enjoyed it.
Emu oil, yes. Stay away from petroleum products, okay?
Yes.
Vaseline, baby oil, all that stuff.
Do Christians get down and dirty with God? I don't know what the Christians do, Zoomfish. I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Louis, so that's all the advice you can give me today. Come on, I'm serious.
What other questions you got? Shoot.
Well, hello, you said you're giving dating advice, and, I'm not going to hide in a cave the rest of my life. I spent those years on my own by choice. Now I'm ready to get out and, now I know I can handle a date, but I have no idea where to go or what to do.
Okay, so... You want a sensitive pussy guy, basically.
That's right. Nah, well, he'll be able to kick your ass for sure.
Not really. I doubt that.
He will be tough and tender.
Okay, well then I'll cheat.
there's a time and a place for everything, Louis. Tough and tender.
Yeah, okay, whatever. If you want a guy that's tender, you ask Casper out for a date. You know, he'll oblige you. So,
are you sure about that?
Speaking of Casper, I want to thank Casper for letting us stay on, helping us to stay on the air this week. My headset was fucked up, but he sent some money over for me to get a new headset. So thank you, Casper. Hit him up. He's on timeforhemp.com. He's also on American Freedom Radio from 5 to 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So definitely hit him up. Make a time for hemp. There you go. So anyways, yeah.
Yay.
Tender.
Okay,
tender,
so that's it? That's all the advice I get? That's
tender is
seriously?
What do you want to know? I'm not a mind reader like you think you are.
Wait a minute. You said you are the relationship expert, and you are giving advice. And
yes,
I decided
I'm
to be your first guinea pig, and you're going to let me off like this. I mean, come on.
Well, sweetie.
Thanks. I'll just stay in my cave.
There you go. There you go. Good idea. See, this is first rule. Always expect to be disappointed by guys, no matter how perfect you think you are. Because you're not going to get the perfect guy. Get that perfect guy out your head.
Shit, my guy
never
will be perfect for me.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing as a perfect guy for you. You got to make
sure. Yes, there is. There's perfect.
You're going to get a guy that's probably strong, knows how to fix shit, probably will treat you well, but he's going to pick his ass.
Yay. Well, how about if I help him with that? Would that help me get a date?
Ew. You want a date? You want a date or you want a long-lasting relationship?
I want my soulmate.
Oh, well, shit. Go look in the Bible.
The next
pray
one.
To God. Right, well, pray to God for that one. We don't deal with soulmates here.
That's right. Okay, so you're like kind of the one night in and out, you know. He was beefing. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm learning this Brooklyn fighting mentality.
There's no such thing as a soulmate. No such thing.
Okay, Louis. Whatever. And physical bodies are souls, right?
Yes, exactly.
Are you seriously not going to embarrass yourself like that on your show, are you?
Look it up in the dictionary. The soul means your physical body. Boom.
A soul is not a physical body. It is.
There's no such thing as you don't have a spirit body.
Yes, you, Louis.
So how come?
Really
so how
not
come?
Learned
so, how
anything? Come, how, all of those shows we do.
I learned how to tune out.
So you just show up to fight with everyone in a text chat and prowl for new guests to prank call?
Look, first of all, Dr. Dave Klein was not my idea.
You're going to go out your friend now.
Hey, I'm not getting thrown under the bus by myself.
No, of course not.
I was like, wait a minute. Oh, this is Christie's guys? Oh, well. So you want a date, but you want a soulmate.
Yes, a real man. Yes, one who knows how to take care of a lady. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question to you is what I always ask, and I know who I'm talking to, and I know, yeah, you probably do deserve all those things, but what do you bring to the table?
Ah, what do I bring to the table? Should we start with the sex magic, or should we end there?
There's no sex magic. You don't know nothing.
Louis, I really hope to be having this conversation 10 years from now so I can laugh at you again and say,
no.
Ha-ha, I told you so.
Call recording has been completed.
What the fuck?
Did you just turn your show off, you freak?
No, I didn't.
Recording has been completed.
What the fuck? Yo. No, I'm not doing that.
Recording has been completed.
What? Ah, you shit.
Call recording has been completed.
I'm not doing that.
You're telling me that's just doing it all by itself.
Yes.
Wow.
Call recording has been completed.
What the fuck?
That's called, see, you said there's no such thing as sex magic, but I beg to differ. That's talk shoe magic, completed. Which of course is just one aspect of all the magic available.
Yeah.
Call recording has been completed.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Call recording has been completed.
This sucks. Alrighty, call recording.
Call recording has been completed.
Oh, fuck it. I guess Skype has... I guess TalkShoe has fucked with me today again.
Call recording has been completed.
Anyways, this is... fuck it. This is Louis B. This is Crash Out Radio
Call
Show.
Recording
Thanks for
has
listening.
Been completed.
Thanks for listening. If you don't believe me, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't believe me, fuck you too.
Call recording has been completed.
It's been alright. It's been rough for me. Thinking alright. I'm not the place I've been.
Call recording has been completed. Call recording has been completed. Call recording has been completed.